This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website, and on the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast this program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Union Home Ministry has handed over the investigation of the Pahalgam terror attack to the National Investigation Agency, the NIA. The sources said that now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, NIA team visited the terror attack scene. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all the media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of the anti-terrorist operation and the movement of the security forces in the interest of the national security. The ministry said that the media, digital platforms, and the individuals play a vital role in safeguarding the national security. All the media platforms, news agencies, and the social media users have now been advised to exercise with utmost responsibility and adhere strictly to the existing laws and the regulation while reporting on matters concerning the defense and other security-related operations. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when the youth participate in the nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to the newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing.
Kuch hi din baad, Mumbai mein World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, yani WAVES 2025 ka आयोजन होने जा रहा है मीडिया गेमिंग और एंटरटेनमेंट फील्ड के इनोवेटर्स के लिए ये प्रतिभा दिखाने का अभूतपूर्व अवसर है एक ऐसा प्लेटफॉर्म होगा जहां एंटरटेनमेंट से जुड़े स्टार्टअप्स को इन्वेस्टर्स और इंडस्ट्री लीडर से जुड़ने का मौका मिलेगा
The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has offered condolences to the bereaved family members of the people killed in the road accidents in Nuh district of Haryana. The Prime Minister also wished the speedy recovery of the people injured in the incident, assuring that the state government would provide the necessary assistance. At least seven people were killed and several others injured when the speeding pickup van lost the control and rammed into them while they were cleaning a stretch from the Delhi-Mumbai expressway near Ibrahim Bas village Firozpur Jhirka in New District. National Testing Agency NTA has launched the dedication platform to report the suspicious claims regarding the NEET UG 2025 examination. The NTA advised the candidates not to be misled by the unscrupulous elements who indulge in malpractice and try to deceive the candidates with false claims. The agency also requested the candidates to report such misleading information and the persons indulging in the spreading of this on the official website of NTA until 5 p.m. on the 4th of next month. The departments of ophthalmology in Army Hospital Research and Referral in New Delhi has achieved a milestone by introducing the 3D microscope for minimally invasive glaucoma surgery. This advanced technology provides three-dimensional visualization, enabling the surgeons to perform complex eye surgeries with greater precision. The system also features with the 3D polarization glasses and a 55-inch 4K Ultra HD display, reducing the surgical time and complications. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings share the points after the crucial match was abandoned due to the insistent rain and the thunderstorm at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Batting first, Punjab scored 201 for 4 in 20 overs and chasing the target, Kolkata was 7 to no loss. And that is the end of this news bulletin.